scum or scoot or shoot.
Something like that. But this is you know, cooking made of composed of cooking fat or something. You go over to your stove.
It's grease.
Right.
That's grease. Grease. Okay. Grease. Now I got it.
Now, I mean, you might call, if you're taking your car in, what would you call it? Can you think of what you'd call it? You're going to get some kind of, what are you going to do? My car in to get a what? With this same word. Would you use it? What would you call it? A grease job or a lube job? Or
grease job or a lube job, okay. Either way.
And it's something, and if the stove, I went over the stove and I felt nice, you ought to clean up the stove. It's really what?
Greasy.
Okay. Okay, now, and now what is this stuff that you put in your car? You put gasoline, check, but you haven't checked this. You drive the car and you say, would you please check the water and...
And the oil.
And what is this... fuel that used to be used in lamps.
Kerosene.
And what is this inside of a tire? On a tire, you know, you have the...
inner tube.
Now, when the tire and the inner tube have been punctured, what do you end up with? You have a...
You have a punctured tire.
Or something else, you might call it. All the air is out of it. It's down on the ground.
Flat.
Flat what?
Flat tire.
Now, how about a small boat that is used, has oars? What do you call it?
A rowboat.
And... if they've built a boat on the shipyard, and then someone comes up with a bottle of champagne to christen it, what are they? And then the boat goes sailing down the dry dock into the water. What are they doing to that boat there? They're going to do what to the boat?
Well, they're christening it.
Yeah, but what do you call it when you do this with missiles too? You do what? You send them off up in the air. You do this with ships and missiles. Or
send them down to shoot.
Mm-hmm. That's right. But, well, for instance, do you know the word launch?
Launch, that's right. That's right.
Now, when do you go to the store and you're going, the answer is, let's say, tomorrow. So what would you say to me?
I'm shopping tomorrow.
Okay. How about with go, though, or going? What would you say?
I'm going shopping tomorrow.
Okay, and we. Now let's say we. Use we. The same sentence with we.
We are going shopping tomorrow.
All right. And they.
They are going shopping tomorrow.
And now you're asking a question about...
will you go shopping tomorrow?
All right, but just talk about yourself. You're not certain. You say...
I may go shopping.
All right. Am I? Say, am I?
Am I able to go shopping?
All right. And now they. The same sentence with they.
They are able to go shopping.
All right. Now, if you, the little kids running around the house or something, looking for his clothing, you know, or he's looking for his clothes, and he's looking all over the house. He can't find him though, and he's out in the front there. One of your